Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here we are on Good Friday, the day our Lord offers his life as a living sacrifice for our salvation. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. You are the Savior of the world. Your death on the cross has changed everything. You disarmed the principalities and powers. You made a public display of them. You've emptied them of all their power. You've destroyed the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil. You took away sin. You conquered death itself. And you did it through an act of love. Your death on the cross, we see it, Lord. You said in John 14, the beloved apostle recorded what you said to them at the Last Supper. You said that the devil was coming after you and that you wouldn't be with the apostles much longer precisely because the devil was coming after you. And you assured them that the devil wasn't in charge of anything, that the battle and the encounter between you and Satan lied within the plans of divine providence. There it was. And you said the devil has no hold on you because you were perfect in every way. You were tempted in every way, but with no sin. The devil had no access to you. He's falsely accusing you. And you said to the apostles, you helped us understand. You help them know and understand why it was going to happen and what it meant. You said you do all the Father commands you because you want the whole world to know that you love the Father. Today, Lord, as we look upon you, as we remember your death on the cross, as we see your arms spread, your body bleeding and broken, and you alone, hanging on a cross, set outside the walls of Jerusalem, rejected by your own people, despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with much grief. And we see and we hear you, Lord, and we want you to know that we believe, that we have come to know salvation because of your death and resurrection. And we hear what you want us to hear, that this is first and foremost about your love for the Father, that you said yes, that you followed his commands, that you'd emptied yourself, you took on the form of a servant, you humbled yourself and became obedient even unto death, death on a cross. And I know you want to teach us, Lord, that this is the most important thing any human being could ever do. This is the definition of greatness. This is the first commandment incarnated and lived to the full and filled to the full. You loving the Father, you obeying his commands. You told us, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. As I love the Father, I keep his commandments. The Father's commandments are life. Don't believe what the world says about God's commandments. The world is lying. It's filled with deception. And the world has been judged on the cross of Jesus Christ. And this fallen dimension of God's good creation inhabited by demonic spirits and Satan and the Antichrist and those who have joined them, the judgment has already taken place. The ultimate victory has been won. It's yours, Lord. You're the King. You're the Savior. You're the Lord. You're the Lamb that took away the sins of the world. And we thank you today, Lord, that you took away our sin. We thank you, Lord, that you're true in every way, that everything you ever said is absolutely true, and that we ourselves, weak and broken people, have come to know deep, deep inside that every truth you have spoken to us has diagnosed us perfectly. You said you came to give us a new heart. Prophet Jeremiah, the prophet Isaiah, to write your law in our hearts, and that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. You died so that the sin problem could be destroyed. How did that happen? Through the shedding of your blood. If the devil would have known the mystery of your plan, your wisdom, your amazing, amazing plan for the Father, he never would have crucified you, because he did the one thing he never should have done. He spilled the blood that makes us clean. Your word says there's no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. Your word says that your death on a cross, the shedding of the blood, cleanses our conscience. Only you expiate. Only you take away. Only you can blot out sin. And the sin problem is the central human problem. And you've dealt with it, Lord. You've set us free. You've forgiven us. And you've washed us clean in the waters of baptism, where we encountered you and met you in the depth of our being. You applied the cross, your perfect, holy cross, to us, and we died a death. The old man in us that was subject to the reign of sin and death and the power of and the dominion of sin and death was destroyed. We died to that world. We died to its dominion and its rule. We were no longer simply subject to the flesh, without hope in the world, walking in darkness. You took it all away, Lord, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we bless you, we worship you, and we adore you. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by thy holy cross you have redeemed the world. Yes, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by thy holy cross you have redeemed the world. And you gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, which you promised to the apostles, and you've made us a new creation. All of this was your plan, the plan of the Father. You said yes to all of it. In love for the Father, fulfilling perfectly the first commandment to give God the Father all our love, soul, mind, and strength, you teach us. And I pray that all of us today, everywhere in the world, every Catholic, every Christian, would understand what you're teaching us, that this is the first and the greatest thing. This is the definition of human fulfillment in this earth. This is the definition of true greatness. This is what God crowns and what God honors. And you showed us, Jesus, that it's revealed through humility. You humbled yourself. You set aside pride and needing to be the center of your own will. Lord, we're crippled by it everywhere. Our world is filled with it. Me first, me first. My goals, my rewards, fame, power, pleasure, all that stuff, it's in us. You emptied yourself. Lord, help us empty ourselves. You emptied yourself by saying no to those things. And you call us to deny ourselves, and that's exactly what that means. To deny ourselves, our self-will, our inordinate self-love, the constant preoccupation with ourselves, preoccupation with fear of losing, of being rejected, forgotten, canceled, of being persecuted, mocked, laughed at. Lord, we run from these things, and you stood silent when you were unjustly treated. A lot of us deserved to be mocked. None of us were perfect like you. None of us were without fault. But Lord, you gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit and made us a new creation. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. You are our Savior. And we thank you, Lord. We just want you to know how much we love you. We want you to know that we can hear by the grace of the Holy Spirit. We can see that you're teaching us that this is the way. That humility expressed in obedience is what it's all about. It's what eternal life is about. It reflects the self-donating love of you and the Father and the Holy Spirit from all eternity, from which all things came. And we came from that love. We were destined for that love. We were made for that love. But we turned from that love. And you've come to turn us back to repentance and to embrace and to trust and believe in you so that we too can learn to empty ourselves and to take on the form of a servant, to say yes to the Father and to say yes to you, no matter what the cost. Lord, we're living in tumultuous times, times of tribulation. You talk to the apostles about, we pray that as we see your courage and your love and the triumph of your love, we ask that you pour out more of your Spirit, that you cast fire on us so we can be courageous and obedient and wise and loving and to walk in humility. Lord, give us power to not hate any man. Give us the power to not fear any man. Give us the grace to walk in the holy fear of your name. The prophet Isaiah said, as he talked about you as the Messiah, filled with wisdom and knowledge, he said that even you had the fear of the Lord, the fear, the healthy fear of the Father, filial fear, love, and that your delight was in the fear of the Lord. Help us to delight in the fear of your holy name. Help us to be glad to lose ourselves, to belong totally to you. Help us to be glad and free to gladly tell anyone and to live in that freedom of being under your gaze, to live for an audience of one, to rejoice above all in obeying you, in our relationship with you, our friendship with you. You call us friends, Lord. It's overwhelming. And so often we overlook it. We don't value it. We don't cherish it. We look for value and other things in the world to cherish instead. And Lord, we ask your forgiveness. Lord, today on this Good Friday, we do ask you to forgive us of infidelity, maybe of apostasy, of immorality, of cowardice, of the fear of men, of worldliness. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We accept you. We believe in you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Lead us to all truth about ourselves, all truth about God. Lead us to see with clear eyes, the fiery eyes of Jesus that penetrate all things. Help us to see the truth about the world. Help us to live, as Jesus said, in the midst of tribulation. He said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Brothers and sisters, let's live with good cheer, trusting in the one who has overcome all things. His word is absolutely trustworthy. He's with you forever to the end. He will never leave you. He'll never leave me. Let's help each other live as if that's true. Let's actually live it out without fear and trembling and intimidation, but to be loyal to our King and to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.